The Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jonze and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver as Professor Beetlebaum, George Rock, and our guest for tonight, Eddie Haywood. Spike Jonze and the City Slickers continue their triumphant tour of our great cities. In Dallas, the people threw dahlias at them. In Kalamazoo, the people threw calla lilies at them. And in Rockford, they did all right, too. Spike and the Slickers now play Shine.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jonze saying hello for the Spotlight Review from St. Louis. Tonight we play host to the supervisory personnel of Union Electric. There are a lot of wonderful little things I remember about St. Louis, but I can't seem to think of their phone numbers. Well, at this time, I'd like you to meet...
Excuse me, Mr. Jonze.
Yes, Lindley, what is it?
I just wanted to know how you like this new suit I bought. It's just like yours.
Well, it's a very nice suit, Lindley. I suppose the label reads exclusively styled by Saks Fifth Avenue?
Nope.
Or custom created by the London shop?
Nope.
Lindley, doesn't the label read the same as mine?
Yep. Reconditioned by the Salvation Army.
I missed a great opportunity to keep my mouth shut. But here's a wonderful reason for me to open it again, this time to introduce the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody. Say, Spike, I just saw Lindley's new suit. Did you buy the Slickers all-new outfits?
Yes, just a few simple things. Red slacks, chartreuse sport coats, yellow pork pie hats with peacock feathers in them. And instead of walking sticks, I got them baseball bats.
Baseball bats? Why?
In case they pass a pool room with those outfits on, I want them to be ready. But gosh, Dorothy, buying all those clothes sure flattened my bank account.
Well, Spike, I could let you have about $15.
Thanks, Dorothy, but I got a better idea. I'll go on one of those quiz programs and win myself a bundle.
Say, that's a good idea, Spike. Did you read about that woman that won $18,000, a house, an airplane, a yacht, a Frigidaire, washing machine, and two automobiles?
Yeah, and she was one of the losers. Boy, think of all that money.
Well, yes, but a lot of money doesn't necessarily make you happy. Just listen to this song and you'll see what I mean. Oh, why did Pappy have to strike it rich when he struck oil in the backyard ditch? And why did Mammy have to put on airs and give up grits for chocolate eclairs? It was happiness being just plain best. Oh, why was Ma so cruel? Now I'm fancy best in a fancy dress at a fancy ultra school. I left the farm to get to town. My family said I'd get renowned, but they brung me up to bring me down. Finishing school was the finish of me. The snooty girls met me with sneers. They said my grammar hurt their ears. But shucks, my grammar's been dead for years. Finishing school was the finish of me. I wrecked the class in chemistry. The flames began to flicker. They thought that I made TNT. girls went out to get a snack and brung the teacher apples back, while I just brung her apple jack. Finishing school was the finish of me. The rules had me out on a limb. I never seemed to get them. They told me to get dressed for gym, but shucks, I'd never met it. I ripped my paw, my grades ain't high. I can't get Shakespeare, though I try. My paw ripped back, get some other guy. Finishing school was the finish of me.
Ever since Ben Franklin hauled his celebrated kite down out of the skies, harness lightning has done more and more of our chores. About 95% of the occupied homes of America now have electricity available, and 92% are making use of that service. Some 500,000 farms were added to power lines last year alone. $6 billion is being spent by the electric utility industry in a program designed to add another 15 million kilowatts of generating capacity by the end of 1951. We're happy tonight to appear before the supervisory men and women of Union Electric and their associates, who serve a thriving area of 3,200 square miles in the farm and industrial section of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. To you who help send electric power into more and more homes and enterprises, a salute from the workers who bring you Coca-Cola.
Spike, are you still going to enter a quiz contest?
Certainly. I'll pick a musical category. I know all about music.
Oh, all right. Tell me. Do you know anything about Beethoven's Fifth?
Sure, but I can't remember whether it was a boy or a girl. But, Dorothy, they won't ask me about that kind of music. They'll want to know about new popular songs, like the one the City Slickers and myself are going to do now. The beautiful ballad, Haunted Heart.
The ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my lost romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart, let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me.
I love life.
Are just as you who must belong to me and thrill my haunted heart. Be still my haunted heart.
There's a haunted heart in the ghostly tower, and it always comes out at the midnight hour. This tower's in the castle on the Scottish moor. It's got rattling windows and squeaky floors.
I own this castle, me Madman Ben. When a pretty girl enters, she's never seen again. My latest victim was a gal named Faye, who stumbled on the castle when she lost her way. The wind was howling and the rain did pour. Who's it knocking at my door? Why, it's a pretty gal, and what a sight. Come in, gal. Ah, there's good news tonight.
I need a place to sleep for me and my baby. Do you have any space, please? Maybe?
Well, I'll tell you, gal, I don't do this often, but just by luck, I got an empty coffin. Come along with me, and I'll show you to your room. Here's your tomb.
Quack, 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 quack.
Is that your baby?
Yep, I call him Stook.
If they ever see a kisser, it'll scare away the spook.
Just look at him sleeping as snug as a bug.
Yeah, every time he snores, he vacuums the rug.
His mother are upstairs napping. It's the midnight hour when things begin to happen. In a very few seconds, they'll awaken with a start when they hear the beating of the haunted heart.
and I couldn't get better hours if I were alive.
Tell me, how did you become a ghost?
I was looking for an apartment from coast to coast, and one day I saw a sign that said, apartment vacant, and I dropped dead.
Well, how can you have fun, and where can you go?
I stay at home and listen on my radio.
What kind of music does the ghost understand?
Bill Spitali and his old ghoul band.
That's all. I'm leaving. I've got to fly.
Before you go, won't you kiss me goodbye? I'll give up haunting if you'll let me woo
you. Don't give me that line. I can see right through you. But I'll always think of you on Halloween.
Oh, you're just a mean old human being.
Faye's really frightened, there's terror in her face. She picks up snoops and prepares to leave the place. But old Ben hears her and he creeps in with an axe. It's plain to see he ain't there to play jack.
So you're planning to leave my little rendezvous? Well, I brought this axe to make an impression on you.
I'm leaving this place. Give me back my deposit. There's 13 heads hanging in my closet. Why did you kill them? Was it something they said?
Nope, I'm just a poor boy trying to get ahead.
You can take my head, but don't touch little Snooky.
I'll take your head and Snooky by hooky. Sounds like the law. I'll bet my hat why even the horse's hoofs are flat.
Hip, hip, chilly-o and all that sort of rot. I'm Inspector Carruthers from Scotland Yacht. We've had an eye on this place that's been watched by a bobby.
Curses, one more head and I'd been on Hobby Lobby.
You cut 13 heads off in this hut.
Blimey, the old boy's getting in a rut. 13 heads hanging on those racks, and you never declare them on your income tax? Come along with me, Ben. You're going to jail.
Watch out. Don't step on my little cat's tail. You stepped on his tail.
I saw no cat. How could it wail?
There is no cat. Just the tail.
You've committed a crime against the king. For what you've done, you'll have to swing.
If I have to swing, there's one thing I demand. I want to swing to the music of the City Slicker Band.
Drop alive.
See, that's what I mean, Dorothy. Dorothy, the song's over. You can come out from under that chair now.
Golly, Spike, my knees are still shaking.
Well, we'll soon get you right back in shape with some fine music from our guest for this evening, Eddie Haywood.
Thanks, everybody. But you know, after listening to that Haunted Heart song, I'm afraid I'm not going to be much good either.
Eddie, I didn't mean to frighten you. It's just that I'm practicing up to enter a quiz contest. Play a song and see if I can guess it, will you, Eddie? Well, who wouldn't remember that song? It's one of the best-selling records that ever was. Ladies and gentlemen, the Eddie Haywood Trio and Begin the Begin.
Thank you.
calls for an encore, which Eddie Haywood will oblige with in just a few moments. Right now, Myron Wallace.
We understand, and we're very glad to hear it, that the employees of Union Electric have Coke on the job so that they can work refreshed.
Let's see. Should I be a contestant on Take It or Leave It, Double or Nothing, or Stop the Music? Oh, well, I think I'll...
Hey, pardon me. Pardon me, Mr. Jones. I heard that you were going on a quiz show, and I know that you'll... Why, it's obvious you can... Nobody be able to... I can just see that, and you'll win all the... Hello.
Hello, Georgie. Look, please don't bother me now. I'm trying to concentrate, huh?
But, Mr. Jones, I have written you a poem, and I would that you would heart to say my words.
Okay, let's hear it, huh?
Certainly. To Spike Jones, if you should go on any radio quizzes, I hope that you win all the prizes. Try very hard your mind to freshen so you can answer any question. But if the quizmaster wants you to pick something musical, it would be very wise for you to refusical. 'Cause I heard one of those questions, and enough's enough. Who ever heard of an army duck?
Guys, George, you'd better see a doctor. His head's clearing up.
Well, Spike, as long as you still insist on being a quiz contestant, see if you can guess my next number. Tell me, what does an owl say?
Who?
Right. Now, what actress, first name Martha, has a large mouth?
Ray.
Now, how much is two and two?
Four.
And what's the middle word of three little words beginning with I and ending with you?
Love.
Now, what's the number I'm going to sing?
Hooray for love.
Right.
Love, love, hooray for love. Who is ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Other than Paris, they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. It's the wonder of the world. It's a rocket to the moon. It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, some trust to fate for love. Others have to take off, wait for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love. Sad songs are stopped for love. People have their noses bobbed for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for
Doodles Weaver's reputation as a singer is known far and wide, but many of us don't know that he was a wizard on a top quiz program, having won out against terrific competition. But he finally bought out Joel Kupperman. And here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you. As we are in the middle of May time, I will sing tonight the lilting ballad in the merry, merry month of May. I believe I'm in voice. Indicatively in voice, music maestro, if you please. Happy birthday, Evelyn. While strolling through the dark one day, not through the dark, no. While straying through an arc with pay, while swimming with a shark and a ray. Shark and a ray, they're fishes. You know, I can stand a shark or a mackerel, but I can't barracuda. Maybe I better start again. While strolling through the park one day, in the merry, merry month of May, I was taken by some guys. I was taking Johnny Mize. No, I was baking apple pies. I was taken by surprise by a pair of rolling dice, and I couldn't roll a single seven. Wrong game. by a pair of roguish eyes. In a moment, my poor heart was stole away. A smile was all she gave to me. As you can see, I was worried as can be.
Worried.
It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song.
No, that's, sorry, that's Burl Ives' song. You know, I know Burl Ives' brother, Poison Ives.
That's a killer. I immediately raised my pen, my hat, and finally she remarked, I never before shall forget the afternoon we met.
Yesterday afternoon. Remember, it was during the war and I was a soldier. We were out in the field and I was milking a cow. You looked at me as I milked the cow and said, I'm disappointed in you, soldier. Why aren't you at the front? And I said, why? There's no milk at that end.
I met her while strolling through the park. Fairmont Park.
Boy, that's where the horses run.
Horses! And there they go. It's Karen Kipke in front, Linda on that second, Greeper Gooch is third, and in fourth, it's apartment house with plenty of room. Apartment house with plenty of room. I met her in the merry month of May.
Never better, Professor.
Spike, have you memorized any more songs?
Yes, Dorothy, and I'd like you, Eddie Haywood, and the Slickers to help present a little travelogue in song with Chicago, St. Louis Blues, and San Fernando Valley. Chicago, Eddie, huh?
this is Myron Wallace, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. Now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Friends, we'd like to thank the Union Electric people, and we hope we generate a little spark of fun. Right, Dorothy?
Yes, Spike, you can drop my quarter in the meter, too. Say, Spike, won't it be wonderful when you go on that quiz show and win $18,000, a yacht, two automobiles, a house, an airplane, and a Frigidaire?
Dorothy, I won't go on unless they throw in a park bench, too.
A park bench? Why?
Because when I get through paying income tax and all those prizes, I'll have to have some place to live. Good night, folks.
Good night.
And next week, when you're on the job, may we suggest that you work refreshed. Don't miss next Friday's Spotlight with you with Kendra Finnegan, playing his sensational recording hit of You Can't Be True, Dear. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air this Sunday on this same CBS station with Percy Faith, Jane Froman, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit Burlington, Ottumwa, Des Moines, and then Kansas City for next Friday's Spotlight Review. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.